I've noticed this trend. You know, when I get up early, like I do, I joke around or joke a little bit that sometimes I start to hit the wall around 11 o'clock, and that's when the live music comes. So it's at that very moment that I wake up again. It's almost as if we planned it this way. And one of my favorite local performers is here, one of my favorite performers, period, a woman named Joy Ike. And maybe you've heard Joy before with us. She's been on with us a few times, including with her sister Peace. Joy is just an incredibly inventive, performer of depth. That's really the way I would describe her. You'll get a chance to make decisions for yourself in just a moment, but she's going to be joining us. Stefan Grappelli playing now. Before that, Daryl Anger in the American Fiddle Ensemble with Higher Ground, and you also heard Superstition from Old School Freight Train. Thanks for being with us on the Saturday Light Brigade. If you're listening online at slbradio.org, we appreciate your doing that as well. It's a pleasure to have you tuned in. It's now my pleasure to introduce you to the woman I was just describing. I often say that what our goal here at SLB is at all times, but especially during our 11 o'clock hour, is to showcase those diamonds in our midst that we sometimes don't even know are present. And this is one such example. Here's Joy Ike.
How she floats well, it changes every day. Stronger every day, and how she prays. Well, she prays harder every day. Sometimes I don't believe what she say. Hey, hey. Just float, you just float, you just float, you just float, hey, hey. And when the water is deep, you just float. And when the water is shallow, you just float. And when the water gets dirty, oh, you just float.
Joy Ike at the Saturday Light Brigade. We were talking about Joy's playing a real piano today, and that does have a long sustain on it.
It's, yeah, it sure does.
It's like it's really cool to hear you play. I don't think we've had you here before playing a regular piano.
No, I usually bring my keyboard, but it's. I was thinking it works out really great because we recorded the CD with a real piano, and every past experience I've ever done, I've always recorded on a keyboard, so. Kind of works well.
Oh, that's good. You know, this has nothing to do with anything, but John Mellencamp just released a new CD yesterday. Okay. And I actually said to Rob Gray, who's doing the sound, I said, do you think – I kind of like this John Mellencamp CD. Do you think I could get away with playing it? You know? But what's interesting is a number of the tracks are in mono, and recorded them all analog using old Ampex reel-to-reel tape recorders. And he went to legendary studios like Memphis, but he also went to a Southern Baptist church. Huh. And as I learned more about the instruments he chose to use and the settings, I said, that's why I like this so much. And this actually fits you very well to hear you play.
It has more of a more like homey sound to it.
Yeah, but I mean, you sound great when you've got the keys, the keyboards too. So how have you been? Is anything new? What's going on?
I've been really good. There's a lot new. I hit the ground running this year, just been on the run a lot, not necessarily traveling, even though I've been on the road a lot, but really just, I put out a new CD. It's been about 5 or 6 weeks now that it's been out. So for the first 5 months of the year, I just was in the studio recording. I released it in May and it's been out for, a little over a month, and I've just been traveling to kind of support it, get it out there. And just trying to make moves and do more with it than I did with the last album, Good Morning.
Yeah, and this song, it's called Rumors. That song, How She Floats, is on it. And is it mostly you on the CD? Do you have any backup?
Yeah, actually, the CD was done with the full band. There are a couple songs that are really stripped down acoustic, like the title track, Rumors. I'll do that later. But for the most part, we have a full band on everything. We have a string quartet on a number of the songs. We have cello on all but one song. We've got an upright bass, electric bass, acoustic, electric guitar, mandolin. We just pulled out the works on it, and it made the recording process maybe a little more painful than I wanted it to be because it just kept going.
You seem to have no limits to your energy or creative spark. I mean, you may feel otherwise being inside of it, but that's one thing I really love about you, Joy, is saying you never stop isn't quite what I mean, but I'll say you never rest. or you never check out. I think your heart and mind are always engaged when you're doing things.
That's the word I was going to use. I'm very much engaged, and I mean, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's to a fault, because I think everyone needs rest, and I'm really not so good at laying low like I want to be. But it's one of those things where I'm just so passionate about getting my music out there, and I want it to be heard. But at the same time, I would definitely like to turn my brain off. It's just really hard to, because I do feel like I'm a very right and left brain person. Like, I like the administrative side of things, but I also like the creative side. And knowing that those two can go so well together, you know, thoughts keep running and it just never ends. But
do you have trouble getting to sleep at night sometimes?
You know what? There are some nights where I have to have a notepad by my bed so I don't forget a good idea, which sometimes can turn into a bad idea.
I usually am still kind of like a 5-year-old when it comes time to go to bed. I just don't want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I guess that's better than the alternative, but it can be hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Why? This is an odd question I'm going to ask you, and I don't know if you'll have a simple answer or mm-hmm. not, but why is it so important to you to share your music with other people?
Huh. That's a question I don't think I've ever been asked.
I don't think I've ever asked it. but I sense that in you, and not in a negative or not in an ego-y kind of way at all. My own feeling is uh-huh. that you have experiences and aspects of the human condition that you just want to provide to people, sort of to give an opportunity to compare notes. And I think listening to you talking about how, you know, eager you are to share and to do things, I really was picking up, I think, on something that's a little different mm-hmm. For a lot of artists. I think it's not necessarily about entertaining or mm-hmm. about selling CDs. I just think there's something about you that takes just incredible pleasure in sort of putting it out there and, you know, having people, you know, react to what you do.
I feel like we're sharing.
Do.
We might be sharing the same vocabulary today. I was going to use the term human condition, because I just feel like I do. I really want to share music that I think reaches down into people's souls, and I think maybe it comes out of a frustration of some of the music that I hear in today's culture, where everything is like really cookie cutter. And I'm not claiming to, you know, break all the molds or anything, but I just want to share music that comes from experience and reaches into the heart. And I know a lot of the things, a lot of people have said that my music makes them really like deeply sad sometimes, but really like, really, I don't know, content at the same time, because it's about real things, and it's just not, you know, it's not, you know, fluffy, I think.
Yeah. Well, sad's okay.
Yeah, I love think. Sad.
And it is... And because I, you know, I'm sort of digging into you a little bit more than I mean, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable asking these things, but I'll sort of look in a mirror for a minute mm-hmm. myself. What we do here, you know, is a little different from the way we, you know, most programs featuring telephone callers, it's all about the host as opposed mm-hmm. to all about the callers. The callers, in fact, are not even tertiary to a conventional radio talk show. They're probably quaternary or even lower mm-hmm. than that. And the kinds of music that we feature and play here, you know, being all over the map, there's a reason for that. We feel very strongly that people are craving now more than ever mm-hmm. humanness and gentleness and kindness and real stuff, for lack of a mm-hmm. better word. There is a world out there that might convince people, or try to otherwise, mm-hmm. that everything should be packaged in neat little, you know, perfectly square boxes.
Right.
But that's just not... that works sometimes, but I think deep down we're looking for Joy Ikes to listen to.
Well, I was having a conversation with some friends the other day about how, I mean, everyone that I know for the most part likes social networking. You know, we love being on Facebook and Twitter, but it's funny that something that was created to make us more connected to people isolates us even more, you know, than we would ever hope to be or think that we could ever be. So it's one of those things where I think, like you said, we crave actual one-on-one human connection these days. And anything that's just too pretty and too tied up with the bow is honestly not real. So it's really cool, I think, from my perspective, to make music that really talks about difficult things and talks about struggles with the human condition, our selfish nature, our need to be connected to something bigger than ourselves, and really just real things.
Joy Ike is who you're hearing. I want to be sure we get another song. Joy and I were talking about how many songs do you think we'll have a chance to do? I gave her an estimate, and I said, I'm saying that because, you know, your songs are a little longer. And Joy said, yeah, and we're going to talk a lot too. And you're right. We are going to talk more when we after this next song. I want to talk. Well, we'll talk about Joy's upcoming itinerary too. But after this next song, I know it's kind of like the old game show, I've Got a Secret. Joy has a secret that I don't know about yet. It's really exciting. And we'll let, if she's ready, Joy share that after the next song. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's 11:29. What would you like to play next?
This song is called Sweeter.
Joy Ike.
It started like a rumble, growing louder every day. The same kind of trouble always finds you, though you run away. Ooh. 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 The friends you had, they betrayed you when you turned your back, poison your water, when your water, it was all you had. Oh, 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 oh. Hey. You have decided to love me in your misery, and never distracted in your practice of your pursuit of me. Oh, 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 in your pursuit of me. The journey that makes it sweeter when you find me. Oh, oh, there's something about the journey that makes it sweeter when you find me. Oh, oh, there's something about the journey that makes it sweeter when you find me. Oh, oh, there's something about the journey that makes it sweeter when you find me. Sweeter when you find me, sweeter when you find me, oh, sweeter when you find me, sweeter when you find me. Thank you.
That's Joey Ike at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm really glad you put the lyrics on the CD. I finally figured out how to get the shrink wrap off without making too much noise.
But for that.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not always good with that. And I'm glad a lot of artists don't. And your songs deserve to be kind of read as well as listened to. And I don't know if that was a hard decision or it was probably obvious to you to do that.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to have lyrics, but it was one of those things where we're trying to minimize packaging so we could save money and ...
Well, exactly. And actually, not to bore you and Joy to tears, I'm looking at the CD and I'm thinking, well, you know, I've heard some of these. I don't think I need to open it. And then I'm thinking, ooh, I think there's more in there. This isn't just a sleeve. I think if I open it up, you know, it's not a digipack, but there's more in here. And it was like, oh, goody, the lyrics. And then I see you recorded this at your mom's house with Ime and company.
Yeah, he did the mastering, and I actually did the recording at it's called Play On Recording, a group called Denora.
I'm not sure.
Jake Hanner, the drummer, he did the recording, and then I did the mixing and mastering.
I saw Jake listed there, and we actually played a song by Jake earlier
this morning. Their stuff is great.
And Ime just does a great job at your mom's house.
He's a real quality guy, yeah.
Yeah, love Ime. Mm-hmm. Now, so there's a big surprise. There's a big secret.
There's a big surprise, yeah. Artificial drum roll. That's why I play the last song, Sweeter. I submitted that song on our stage for the Lilith Fair competition, and I won. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to, my band's going to Philadelphia next month to do the Lilith Fair Festival, and we're really excited to do a show. We're going to be on, I don't know, I haven't gotten all my details yet, but we're going to be doing a show with Sarah McLachlan, with Sarah Bareilles and Kelly Clarkson, Missy Higgins, Ziavi.
That's huge.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's huge.
A little nervous, maybe.
Well, hi, you must have, when did you submit that song?
I submitted it before the CD was done, and it was one of those things where there were just so many hang-ups with the CD that I was afraid I wasn't going to get it in time. So I submitted it before it was mixed or mastered.
Oh.
So it was kind of like the raw form. And then it was the day before the deadline for submissions. And then I found out this past Tuesday that I won. I found out last week that I was one of the finalists. So
that's. Do you know how many songs were...
There were, I think, 217.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And people, you know, anybody that's going to take the time and just go over the barrier of submittal is going to have a pretty high quality work. So you're up against some incredible competition.
Yeah, there were a lot of really great. And there was this one girl that I was pretty sure was one of the other finalists. And I was like, oh, there's no way. She's incredible. Her name is Mighty Kate. So, she's like this violinist who sings at the same time and plays like a rocker violin.
That's so funny. I was just you and I are on the same
we're on the same page.
Because same as a complete aside, Ricky and I were watching this really great sort of hot club style fiddle player the other day, and I said, you know, I don't think I've ever seen a violinist sing as they play. You know, it's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's
pretty special.
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard to do.
I bet.
That's neat that she does that. Well, that's great. So you're going to go there. When is the festival?
It's July 28th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's practically tomorrow.
It's a month away. They're doing a tour. They're going to be in, I think, 20-some cities, and so they had the competition for a local artist in every city, so I won for the Philadelphia contest.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of competition there. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Joy Ike is who you're hearing if you're just joining us. Thank you for listening to her. You can learn more about Joy at the very up-to-date joyike.com. It's so up-to-date that I looked at it a second ago, and it said, I'm going to get to play an acoustic piano, a real piano. She wrote, she actually blogged something just minutes before appearing here with us today. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Joy's upcoming appearances and maybe a little bit more about what makes her tick. But let's let's hear another bit of that ticking first. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do... This is a song called Nomad. I actually just came back from... It was like an 11-day tour through Central PA, New York, Philly, D.C., and a couple places. And I felt like a nomad. And this is one of my favorite songs to play because I feel like, you know, I am a nomad at heart. And it's called Nomad.
We won't fit the mold.
That's Joy Ike, the song Nomad from her brand new album called Rumors. And joyike.com is where you can find all sorts of Joy Ike information, even a video or two of her performing in our studios, which is rare. We don't often have video footage of those, but they're really fun to watch. I stumbled on one of those the other day, and I was just listening. I said, oh, this is really good. This sounds really great. And I said, oh, that was when she was here. Because it took me a minute. I didn't catch that. You're performing tonight at Shadow Lounge's 10th anniversary block party, I think.
Yeah, that's Shadow Lounge is having their 10th. It's a two-day block party kind of to celebrate their 10 years of existing as a music venue. And it's actually this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I'll be doing it. It's going to be somewhat acoustic. I'm going to have my sister Peace, who's been in the studio before, with us doing just a hand drum and piano set. So that's at 4 o'clock. My big show for the month is going to be at WYAP this Tuesday. It's with Pittsburgh Arts and Lectures. It's going to be kind of a talk back where me and local poet C.M. Burroughs are going back and forth and kind of sharing songs, comparing notes, and, you know, going back and forth.
Oh, that's part of the short series.
Yeah,
that should be fun.
It's a literature series. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We met a couple weeks ago just to kind of plan it out and everything. So it's going to be a Tuesday, WYP Studios at 6:30 p.m.
Great. And that's not broadcast, though, right?
I don't think it's public.
I'm pretty sure that's, so you need to show up if you want to listen to that live in that space. And this afternoon would be, gosh, that'll be a very nice afternoon to hear you. Today's a gorgeous day, and I can just imagine 4 o'clock getting a little cooler.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
It's going to get cooler.
Nothing worse than playing right under a beating sun.
Yeah, it can be hard. I haven't been outside in a while, but I suspect it's a little different than it was when I got up this morning. And joyike.com is really the place to go. You can find information about the CD and additional details. I just noticed,
all of my battery's full.
Yes, I was watching, though. You were getting some good, Joy was capturing some additional video. And it's funny, as soon as I acknowledge that videos are available, it's my fault. I shouldn't have done
fine.
that. I think we have time probably for two more, if you would like, or one more. I'll leave that up to you because I don't want to wear you out.
Maybe I'll do one more and then maybe one audio on play, do you think? What do you think
about
that?
If I can, I'll try. I'll work on that.
Okay.
When I'll take a look at the lengths of time and everything. But what would you like to do?
I'm going to do a song called Rumors, which is the title of the new CD.
And if we played one from the CD, what would it be? Just so I know.
Give Me Truth, Tricks.
Okay. I think I may be able to make that happen. So awesome. Here's Joy Ike. This is the title to the CD, which is called Rumors.
Okay. That we
two can stay together, even in the fire. If two can brave the weather and couple their desire, then all the world is promised.
That's Joy. I'm really glad you played that song. I didn't realize it when you started it or when you named it that this was the song I really wanted to hear. And it also is the title track to the CD because I was reading the lyrics to some of the songs as you were playing the song before this. And I started to read the lyrics to this one. And I said, this is really, I need to hear this song. This looks like a really great song. And here it ends up being the title cut. Well, I don't want to dig too deeply necessarily, but did a particular incident cause you to write this, or was it more of a bubbling up of a lot of things?
It was a little bit of both, actually. And I definitely don't mind sharing. I had had a little bit of a hard time with some relationships in my life, actually family relationships. And this song has a two-part story to it. I don't know if you've seen 500 Days of Summer, if anyone listening out there has Zooey Deschanel, who's one of my favorite actresses. And I just come from seeing that movie, and really just the movie in short is about this guy that is madly in love with her, but she treats him, she's so evil to him. And I think sometimes I tend to be like that. You know, I can sometimes be cold. I don't know.
I find that hard to
believe. I know you're going to say that. That's why I was like,
but actually you always hurt the ones you love. So
it's true, you know? And so sometimes I'm not so great at figuring out how to approach situations like that. And so, I watched that movie, and then a couple of days later, my mom was talking to my sister and I, because my sister and I had just kind of had a falling out, and we were just really having a rough patch in our relationship. And she was talking to me about marriage and how, in general, things never go how you expect them to go. You have all these, you idealize this perfect, you know, how many years, and things don't go how you expect them to go, but there's something to be said about working through your issues and working through your problems instead of running away. And I had just seen that movie, and my sister and I had probably reached wit's end ends with each other. So after talking to my mom, I wrote that song, and as soon as I wrote it, I knew that it was going to be the title of the new album. And I started to realize that this running theme of rumors was running through a lot of the songs in the album. And I think if people listen to the album a couple of times, they'll start to see it coming out.
It's so. Really, the truth is that there's no one to love me like you do. And were there to be someone I promised with, I did. This is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Are the lyrics online to these two?
Yeah, they are, actually.
Great. Mm-hmm. So you can go to joyike.com to find out more. If I press start in about 20 seconds, we're going to be able to hear the song that we talked about from the CD. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being here. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I may have left out as we were talking?
People can visit joyike.com if they want to just get more information about the music. I'm going to be doing a lot of touring this summer in Ohio, and much of, you know, Pennsylvania, Philly, New York, D.C., and central PA. Lancaster is one of my favorite cities to visit, so I'll be up there too. So
keep up with Joy Ike if you can. Thanks, Joy.
Thanks.
That's Joy Ike from the CD Rumors, and you can find out more about that at joyike.com. What a great disc this is. Give Me Truth, the song, and look for her 4 o'clock this afternoon. She'll be out at the 10th anniversary celebration for Shadow Lounge.